Here is the translation of the text into English. Note that the text is already in English, so no translation is needed. China's October rare earth exports rise 9% from September. Gold prices rise on weaker dollar, Fed easing bets, still set for weekly loss. Oil headed for second weekly loss amid lingering supply concerns. Trump meets Central Asian leaders to boost critical mineral ties. Oil prices curb some losses on soft dollar, oversupply. Demand concerns persist. One dead in South Korea power plant collapse as safety fears hamper rescue. World leaders punch back at U.S. climate denial ahead of Brazil's COP30 negotiations. New York Attorney General says she's asking a court to require USDA to release complete SNAP benefits. Western sanctions force Russians to turn to domestic wines. NVIDIA CEO says company not planning to ship anything to China. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 1.21%. Honda cuts annual operating profit after posting Q2 drop. Daimler Truck posts 40% drop in quarterly profit, but keeps annual forecasts. Samsung Elec names new head of its key decision-making body. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 1.42%. Apple streaming service restored after brief outage. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.66%. Philippine growth slows sharply in Q3 as shocking corruption scandal dents confidence. China's October yuan exports to Russia drop the most in 8 months. China trade balance contracts in OCT as exports shrink for first time in 18 months. U.S. weekly jobless claims increase moderately, Haver Analytics estimates. A Trump Supreme Court tariff defeat would add to trade uncertainty. 30 years of climate talks, progress, pitfalls, and a planet in peril. U.S. holiday sales set to top $1 trillion for the first time, NRF forecasts. Brazil's trade surplus boosted in October by exports of key commodities. Factbox: U.S. holiday sales growth to be muted this year. Forecasts show Bank of Canada says it will be reducing its workforce by 230 jobs. China's exports suffer worst downturn since Feb as tariffs hammer U.S. demand. Exclusive Google to build new AI data center on tiny Australian Indian Ocean outpost. Dollar rebounds as China trade data disappoints. Morning bid, the AI dip may not be done. U.S. tariffs likely push Japan into first economic contraction in 6 quarters. Reuters poll. Westpac will not appeal work-from-home ruling loss. Japan PM Takaichi fills panel posts with advocates of big spending. Trump announces U.S.-Uzbekistan trade deal with $100 billion investment pledge. Trump administration must fully fund food aid benefits by Friday, U.S. judge rules. Bitcoin price today pinned at 102 kali as valuation concerns bring deep weekly loss. LP free perpetuals exchange lever up available now. Powered by Monad, Metacoin launches sale of tokenized attorney fee interests for PFAS litigation proceeds. Theramune closes $545 million private placement for Canton Coin strategy. Tsunami announces pre-sale developments in Layer 2 expansion. EOS falls 11% en route. DevStream reports $11.8 million loss, launches digital asset treasury. Bitcoin price today edges lower to 102K as risk appetite remains frail. Mellow launches Core Vaults, modular infrastructure for institutional on-chain strategies. HTX launches swap voucher to take funding costs even lower. RB Global Q3 2025 slides, automotive strength offsets construction weakness. MedX Health completes private placement, raises $1.96 million. Prague Holdings declares 0.13 cents quarterly dividend. Karman Q3 2025 slides reveal 42% revenue surge, but stock dips on earnings miss. H&R Block Q1 FY26 slides. Revenue up 5%, reaffirms full-year outlook. IBEX Q1 2026 slides. Revenue jumps 16.5%, digital services drive growth. Evertech Q3 2025 slides. Latin America drives 8% revenue growth, stock dips. Sear Q3 2025 slides. Modest revenue growth amid strategic repositioning. DXP Enterprises Q3 2025 slides. Revenue grows 8% but EPS misses expectations.